Well, according to the Centers for Disease Control, last year was one of the worst years for mumps in the U.S. in decades. There were several outbreaks in Texas, a handful of cases linked to a Halloween party in Dallas, other cases linked to a cheerleading contest in Arlington. Medical experts place some of the blame on the lack of vaccinations, parents who are opting out of vaccinations for their kids. Texas lawmakers have been trying to eliminate state exemptions that allow people to opt out, and now they've got a new strategy. Lauren Silverman from KERA in Dallas reports.
State Representative Jason Vialba has two kids in Dallas public schools. They're both vaccinated against highly contagious diseases like mumps and measles. But a few years ago, he learned not all their classmates were.
My wife came home from school after registration, and she mentioned to me that under Texas law that a school could or a student could opt out of the protocols for immunization merely by saying that they don't want to take immunizations. And that was surprising to me. I thought that was odd.
The Republican learned that in 2013, the state legislature added in this so-called conscientious objection option for parents who didn't want immunizations.
Sure enough, it coincided with this paper by Andrew Wakefield.
Wakefield is the British researcher who published a fraudulent 1998 study linking immunizations to autism.
Of course, that study was widely discredited. His license was removed to practice medicine in the UK, and now he lives in Austin.
Learning all this, Vialba wrote a bill in 2015 that would have eliminated the conscientious objection clause. He would have kept the medical and religious exemptions available. He knew touching a hot topic like vaccines would be contentious, but he had no idea what he'd be up against.
It got ugly at times, heated at times.
Well, we got heavily involved at the Capitol in his primary race. We knocked on over 10,000 doors for his challenger.
Jackie Schlegel is the force behind Texans for Vaccine Choice. It's the grassroots group that tried to topple Vialba.
We are not here to tell parents to or to not vaccinate. We are simply here to defend the rights of parents to make those decisions.
Texans for Vaccine Choice is now a political action committee. Nearly 10,500 people have liked its Facebook page. And although Vialba did win re-election last fall, he gave up on his legislation.
And what we found is that only if there is, a situation where children are being affected in a very public way, like they were in California with Disneyland with the measles outbreak, only then would we in Texas have the will to move forward with this. And unfortunately, as I predicted, we're starting to see that now.
He's referring to the recent outbreaks of mumps. Health officials identified more than 100 people infected with mumps in North Texas, most of which were students. What really has doctors worried, though, is measles. There was a measles outbreak in 2013 that infected nearly 24 people at a North Texas megachurch. Dr. Peter Hotez is dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
Measles is one of the great killers of children in the world. More than 100,000 children die every year of measles. And my big concern is if we start seeing continued drops in vaccination rates, we could start seeing measles outbreaks in Texas.
There are a handful of bills this session that would make it harder to get philosophical exemptions to vaccines. None would eliminate such exemptions, like the law that passed in California in 2015 or the bill Vialba proposed. Still, Vialba supports a plan by his Republican colleague in Houston, Sarah Davis. She wants to require an online course for parents who want to opt out of immunizations.
I think she does have a chance this time. I know she's got the support of all the MDs in the House.
Another bill authored by Representative Donna Howard, an Austin Democrat and nurse, would require parents to consult with a doctor about the dangers of not immunizing a child. Members of Texans for Vaccine Choice, like Jackie Schlegel, are opposed to both proposals.
Our stance is that these are personal and private decisions that are best left that way. Texas has a very long history of supporting parental rights and vaccine choice, and we are here to maintain that.
The decisions made in Texas could spread. Here's Dr. Peter Hotez.
You know, the U.S. is very good at exporting culture. We export Hollywood movies. We can export anti-vaccine sentiments. And you can imagine when vaccine rates start going down in places like India or Nigeria or Brazil, we could have catastrophic measles epidemics and other epidemics globally.
For now, the debate remains in the State House, where legislators have to balance parental choice and public safety in an interconnected world. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.